Well, good Sunday morning. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise. Happy Mother's Day, moms. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for moms. Sure do thank you for mine, and as well as others out there in the whole entire world. Moms, you are so special to us. You hold us very dear to our hearts. Just want you all to know that. Well, I wanted to play a little bit of inspirational music for the moms out there. We got a great, great Sunday morn praise. These are just songs that are dedicated to all the lovely moms out there, along with some scripture verses, some very touching verses that's going to be touching your heart, moms. I hope you enjoy this. I will tell you, if you do like it, will you email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Or text me at Faith Studio 1 anytime. I'll get it. It's 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Or put it on comments on our Facebook page, will you? Just let me know what you think about our Sunday Morning Praise special edition for Mother's Day. So before I get ready to kick it off, I know this has been, let me just take a moment here. I know it's a very tough 2020. Words can't even describe. There's been so many souls that have been lost. Nearly 80,000, almost 80,000. We're probably going to ramp up to, sadly, by this week, and their moms, their dads, their brothers, their sisters. It's difficult. And if you have lost a loved one, my heart surely bleeds for you. If you've lost your mom, my heart bleeds for you. I can only imagine. I'm very thankful that my mom's alive. And I enjoy every moment I can to check on her and dad. And people have asked me, before I get started, people have asked me, well, CA, what did you get your mom? Well, let me just tell you something. Since this COVID-19 had actually hit, I ended up getting her birthday present combination, and I got her Mother's Day present. Now, her birthday, I got her a cell phone charger, because I said, Mom, you never know if your battery is going to go down. You just charge it up this way anyway. I'm kind of a technical wizard on it. I showed her how to do it. She loves it. And then I got her a big old large beautiful yellow, I can't even think of the name of it. My brother would know because he used to be in the flower business. Anyway, they're beautiful potted flowers that you hang up outside. And I got him an indoor one for oxygen. So they'll thoroughly enjoy that. My mom will. So it was good to see her. Gave her the air hug. Who would have ever thought? But I'm enjoying every moment I can, and moms are special. Again, and ladies out there, whether you're married, single, divorced, whatever it may be, on behalf of me and the podcast team here at Faith Studio One, we want to wish you all a very happy and safe Mother's Day, and hope you get to enjoy time with your children as well. But before I get started on the song I'm going to play here in just a minute, I'm going to tell you about it here in a second. I'm going to read something that's going to be rather touching, okay? So let's read it right now. What do you say? Okay, and I want to read something to you all, and I want to read something to the moms out there. And this was had on my Bible notes back a long time ago that I've used, and I posted it on Facebook. It says, "The command to honor your mother isn't a suggestion, and no one is exempt. Her character is effectiveness as a parent and is not the issue." See, God established this guideline for Israel because a respected home was crucial to the nation's future success. The same is true for us today. God blesses our homes when we respect our moms, our mothers, with words, attitudes, and actions. Love her unconditionally. We are called to love our moms as God does. He didn't qualify his love and expectation or conditions to be met first. He lavished affection on us while we were yet sinners, as you well remember, Romans 5:8. God committed his love toward us while yet we were sinners. Christ died for us. Also, forgive her compassionately. Since there are no perfect mothers at all times, we have to forgive them. If your mom seems harsh or unloving, show compassion. As a child, she might have experienced some hardships that wounded her spirit. Also, you want to remember her gratefully. This Mother's Day, thank Mom for all she did for you while you were young. but don't let it in there. Nothing is hurtful than feeling forgotten. Guys, boys, girls, grandchildren, husbands, don't forget mom. Make room for her in your busy schedule as well. After all, she made countless sacrifices for you. Also, treat her kindly. Let your mom know that she's valued. Take time to listen to her attentively, to her words, and help her out when she is in need. Does your mother feel loved and honored? Let me ask you that. What can you do to bring a big smile to her face? In our adult years, it is easy to distance ourselves from moms because life gets hectic and multiplied demands steal our time. But make it a habit to pray for her daily and contact her regularly. Got it, guys? Boys and girls, grandchildren? Don't forget mom. Okay, everybody's favorite, as promised, Jimmy Dean. Dedicated to moms out there. I owe you.
Their wallets or the pocketbooks, and way down at the bottom, past the credit cards and the baby pictures and the green stamps, you can usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry of some kind. And I was cleaning out my wallet the other day, and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. And the funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I just kind of thought that maybe now might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom, you listening? Oh, Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of different services. Like night watchman, for instance, for lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late. Oh, you had the eye of an eagle and the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life, and for washing and ironing that no laundry could ever do, for drying the tears of childhood and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares and too many green apples, and Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters and sprained fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh no, important things like you don't quit scratching at it, ain't never gonna get well. And if you cross your eyes, they're gonna stick like that. And probably the most important was, boy, you be sure you got on clean underwear in case you're in an accident. And I owe you for veterinarian service, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope, for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going through some pretty tough times. For wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, birthdays. And for somehow making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites and confidence and hopes and dreams, and somehow you made them all touch the sky, and for cementing together a family so that it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows and for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life, things that a growing boy just gotta have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget. When there were only two pieces of apple pie and 300 people, I noticed that you were always the one that suddenly decided that you really weren't hungry anyhow. These are just a few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very, very cheap. She managed simply by doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the whole bill paid in full for just one kiss and four little words. Mom, I love you.
Amen. You know, every year I look forward to playing that for all the lovely mothers out there. You know, it reminds me of my mom, and probably does for a lot of you all too. And again, thank you, Jesus, and we'll be praying for our mothers on Mother's Day. Very unusual year this year, but we'll talk about that on another day. Right now, it's all about you, moms. And you know what? You may be going through a lot right now. Number one, one of the number one requested songs on our podcast show, Miranda, Overcomer, ladies. You can overcome.
Yeah.
man, Brent Walker, believer. Had some ladies request in that said, CA, will you play that? Absolutely. That's what we're here for. Any of your requests you have, you ever have a special song that you want me to play, friends, feel free, email me again over here at Faith Studio One, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, you can text your request in anytime, or prayer request, or questions, comments, or just anything in general. 1-800, it's for you, this line is now, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. That is the Morning Brew Christian Podcast 24-hour line, okay? All right, here we go. This is entitled God's Helpers, okay? God could not be in every place with loving hands to erase the teardrops from each baby's face, and so he thought of mother. He could not send us here alone, and he could not leave us to faith unknown without providing his own, the outstretch of the arms of mother. You see, friends, God could not watch us day and night and kneel beside our crib to pray or kiss our little aches away, so he sent us mother. And when our childhood days began, he simply could not take command. That's why he placed in our tiny hands securely into mother's. The days of youth slipped quickly by. Life's sun rose higher in the sky. Full gown we were, yet never nigh to love us still was mother. And when life's spans of years shall end, I know that God will gladly send to welcome home her child again, that ever faithful mother. Amen. As we continue to celebrate, and the ones that are, their moms are still alive and breathing and things are going great in their lives, we always recognize, even the ones that have passed on, the men, the women, their moms and dads that they lost, my heart's poor for you, and I pray for you daily. Just want everybody to know when you're down and out that you've got prayer partners in us. Okay, well, when you're down and out, I want you to know something. Another one of my favorite songs that the ladies will love. It's an oldie but goodie. Al Denson reminds us, hey, I know, you know, we know, I know a love. Al, take it away on Mother's Day for me, will you? My friend, my dear friend, Rachel Zelow and her song, Heaven's Song. Hear it exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show and on Sunday Morn Praise. Hey, you can catch that song if you want it and if you have an Apple phone. If you have Apple Music, friends, Get that song. It's called Heaven's Song. You want something uplifting? That song and Set Me Free, my dear friend, Rachel Zelo and her lovely husband, U.S. Marine Jordan. And I have a U.S. Marine son and U.S. Marine dad. I'm very blessed as well. Okay, two more songs on closeout, and then we'll lead off in prayer. This particular song, get ready to get your handkerchief. It's a great one. It's an oldie but goodie. It's a Wayne Watson song. You know, when you hear it, you think of people that have passed on. And if you listen to the words closely, I've had many requests for this, especially with COVID-19. And you think of the people that are up in New York. We have some listeners out there and the nurses out there that have emailed me and said, and the doctors, you know, and said, CA, it's tough out here. It's a mission battleground all over the whole entire world. And I appreciate your faithfulness, and I'm going to continue to do all we can at Faith Studio One to encourage you. So this song, again, you may want to get a hanky on this one. We got two more we're going to play. This one is Wayne Watson, Home Free.
I'm trying hard not to think you Sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. No great success to show, no glory all my own. Yet in my weakness, he is there to let me.
Amen. What a way to close out a song. When you don't think you have the strength, his strength, that's right, his strength being God is perfect when our strength can't carry on. That's just not only for the mothers, that's for the dads, that's for the children, that's for all of us. Amen. Amen. Well, let's lead off in prayer. But before we do, for all the people that have lost loved ones in COVID-19, will you join with just a moment of silence before I close out in prayer for 30 seconds? We're going to do 30 seconds of silence. 30 seconds of silence for the ones that have lost their lives to COVID-19. Let's come united in 30 seconds, and then after 30 seconds, I'll close out in prayer. You guys ready? 30 seconds of silence in memory for people who have lost their life with COVID-19. Amen. Thank you. In love and memory for all the folks that have lost to that invisible virus. It's just, we'll go on to that another day. Anyway, it's Mother's Day celebration. Again, thank you, moms, for letting me be a part of your life, be a part of your homes all across the whole entire world. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Today's a very special day, unusual day, but as we remember moms, I remember my mom and the ones that have lost their moms, and may you just touch and comfort them through this time, dear God, that they're going through in their lives as they remember mother every year. And the ones that moms are alive, that they focus on picking up the phone, calling them, dropping them off their Mother's Day gift and telling them how much they're loved and how much they're appreciated. Oh, God, thank you for sending mothers into the world. We love you so much. And I pray you just wrap your arms around all the moms. A lot of them are anchors in their family. And moms are encouragers. And we thank you for them. Father, the ones that have lost their moms with COVID-19, again, just be with them, I pray. Oh, Jesus, thank you so much for all you do. Let moms have a wonderful day today on Mother's Day. For we ask it in your precious name on this very special Sunday morn praise. And all God's people said, amen. Okay, friends, I won't play any closeout music, but this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Again, just remember the sun does rise on the other side. And again, moms, happy Mother's Day on behalf of me and the Morning Brew Christian podcast team and family at iHeartRadio. We want to wish you all a very safe and happy Mother's Day. Be safe. Enjoy time with your family. And air hug, as my mom says. Have a great day. Bye for now.